الله الرحمن الرحيم. As we missed our tafsir last time, yes, we start with the continuing tafsir. So, in the surah we are going to see, look at last time. So this time is known as Quraysh or Ilaf. Now many of the mufassirs, especially those who are inclined towards fiqh as well, the fuqahas, but many of, if I'm not mistaken, most of the modern fuqahas were following the, some of the past ones have said that this li'ilaf Quraysh, this surah is the surah before it, which is tab, which is suratul fil. Alam tara kayfa fa'ala rabbuka bi ashabil fil. R1. So in the prayers, if you recite Surah Al-Fil, you have to recite this as well. Surah Al-Fil will not go our fiqh, you have to recite the whole surah. Some of them have gone so far to say this to R1 surah. And the same argument has been given for another couple of surahs that is given. Wadduha wa alam nashrah laka sadra. Said that if you recite those surahs, then you have to recite two of them together. Now amongst the Sunni scholars also, there are mufassirs who have said this, because they say that one of the companions, Ubay ibn Ka'b, who used to write the Quran now, in his mushaf or in his copy, he didn't have Bismillah between these two surahs and the other two. And there are other sort of reasons given. So many of the mufassirs have said, and no, these mufassirs, because this comes from some of the riwayat traditions, following this tradition, many of the mufassirs have followed this and have said that this is actually a continuation of Surah Al-Fil. And even the starting, I mean, of it, somewhere suggests, I'm not saying that it is, we'll look at some, briefly we'll mention the reasons. That it is, for example, the surah starts li ilaf before ilaf of the Quraysh. Ilaf is, because we destroyed Abraham, the people of the elephant, and his army, before the ilaf of Quraysh. So the Quraysh man grow up, become familiar, accustomed to their traveling on, survive here, and prosper. This is why we did it. Now, Tabatabai in his Tafsir al-Mizan, he says even those fuqahas who have made their fatwas on the hadith, which say that this once was, I mean, they are mistaken. Because even if you look at the hadith, though this is not fiqh lesson, otherwise you could have gone into it. The hadith do not suggest that these are one surah, first of all, and it doesn't even suggest. But there are other contradictory hadiths saying that you can recite this surah and that surah separately from Imam Sadiq al-Islam. So he said there is nothing in the hadith. I mean, as far as the modern fuqahas are concerned, I think most of them follow this wording that you have to recite them together. But they have gone because of some past ulama, you know, this wording, based on this hadith. Looking at this hadith, he says there isn't even enough evidence. And he is of the opinion there are separate surahs. And he doesn't even go with the theory that this is a continuation of that thing, even in its meaning that we destroyed the people of Abraha, or Abraha and his army, or the people of the elephant, so that the Quraysh could unite, multiply, and trust, live, survive, and let the Prophet go on. He said that we can look at it entirely on its own and say, Li ilaf Quraysh. For the ilaf of Quraysh. Now Quraysh, as we know, are the main tribe of the Arabs living around Mecca, from which the Prophet come. Ilaf is a word that is not very easy to, in English, to sort of describe. But for example, in Urdu, those who know Urdu and other languages, ulfat is something that comes from ilaf. Or there is another word in the Quran which gives the best, I mean, meaning which we can sort of relate to them from the same root is Allah فَبَيْنَ قُلُوبِهِمْ. It is Allah sort of bond together their hearts. And when Islam came, there were these people who were fighting. Though they were together, they were together. So saying that ulfat is or ilaf is to bring together is not enough. To be together with union, with cohesion, with love, with familiarity is something that, for example, Raghib says, is tajammu ma'al iltiyam. That is coming together, uniting with cohesion, with unity. Just being together is not enough. And that's, for example, if even if you say Allah fa'bayna kulubihim, that is, He created love between their hearts. He brought them together. They were there together, but to be with the, together with the heart is different. So the ilafi Quraysh, for the accustomment to become familiar, to become, to survive, to come together and live for the ilaf of Quraysh, for the keeping of Quraysh, for the accustomment of Quraysh, for the collection of Quraysh, for the familiarity of familiarization of Quraysh. And others, of course, they have sort of, because of this, I mean, how can you sort of come together, become more, as we said, tajammu ma'al iltiyam, becoming more, creating more with love. Things that are necessary, one of the major things in this, those days which was necessary was peace or safety. And that's why, in fact, ilaf has taken a secondary meaning as well, which most, many of the Mufassis have gone on and said ilaf means peace treaties that the Quraysh had with various other, or the protection that was given to them by various kings of that time, like the Greeks had given protection to some, the Persians, the Abyssinians, from which Abraham himself was, people, kingdom in Yemen and all these people, they had special protection which they could use freely, and that's why they were not hindered and they could move freely, which was necessary for their survival. And the Quran was, I mean, this surah also points, this is what ilaf is. So those moments, we can see that, I mean, it does sort of tie up with the thing that if you take the past surah, which is about Fil, destruction of Abraha and his army, Allah destroyed them so that Quraysh may prosper, may flourish. لِإِلَافِهِمْ رِحْلَةَ الشِّتَاءِ وَالصَّيْفِ. For their, again, ilaf is used to become a custom or keeping with, as others have translated, رِحْلَةَ الشِّتَاءِ وَالصَّيْفِ. رِحْلَة literally means journey, or to journey or to travel on a rahila. Rahila is a camel ready for journey. I mean, camel strong enough. She camel strong enough to carry passenger on a journey. So rihla, their journey. Shita, as we know, is winter, and saif is summer. Their journeys of the summer and winter, or winter or summer. Now it is well known, or historians have said, that Quraysh used to journey in the northwards in the summer, sorry, in the winter. No, northwards, you go north in the summer, south in the winter. And that's how they used to trade, northwards in Syria and all the countries that are there, and south to Yemen and countries in the south. Because as we know, Makkah is in the center of a desert, cannot grow enough for its own needs, it doesn't produce all its needs. So this journey was vital for the survival of the Quraysh, to cut off the sword. And this is what one of the things that the Muslims played on very successfully when they migrated to Medina, is to cut their trade routes, try to sort of to cut them off. This was necessary, absolutely necessary for the survival of for their survival. So if we take that this surah is a continuation of the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroyed Abraha for prosperity, for the keeping of the Quraysh, the keeping of their travels, the winter and the summer travels. So this is Allah, as they have, most of the Mufassirs have said, though I cannot sort of see the point, like they say that there is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying that, look, these are my blessings on you. I did this for you. I destroyed Abraham and his army for you so that you may prosper. فَلْيَعْبُدُ رَبَّ هَذَا الْبَيْتِ. So worship the Lord of this house. Now it is evident that the Quraysh, their position was nothing. That they were, I mean, just because they were Quraysh, nobody would give anything because they were Quraysh. What they prided themselves, that they are the keepers of the house of God, which is of Mecca. And that's why they used to get all these concessions, protections, or whatever, in the name that we are people who keep or protect the house of God. And so in that, because of that status, they were people given sort of protection, or granted protection by various people. So Allah says, look, all this you have got is because of this. My Rabbah. So worship the Lord of this house, who has given you all you have is because of it. If he is going to take it away, you will be nothing. And unfortunately, that is what actually happened. So, I mean, when I said that this does not, I mean, I cannot see any sort of saying that there is, as they say, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sort of counting his favors. I mean, this indirectly is not a favor. I mean, even he is telling that, look, this is what you have believed in this man, who is our prophet. Because, as we know, that the Quraysh, the end of the Quraysh was because of Muhammad, I mean, unfortunately, was because of the Prophet himself. I mean, the Quraysh were destroyed, because they did not believe. Here was the Prophet messenger, and they did not want to sort of give up their power, or the power that they had sort of assumed, because of being guardians of this house. So Allah says, worship Rabb Hadal Bayt, worship the Lord of this house, for because of whom you have become powerful, because of him you have got everything that you have. And as it is sort of also sort of reiterated in the next verse, Alladhi at'amahum min ju'i wa amanahum min khawf. The one that is the Rabb of this Lord, who is at'amahum. At'ama is to give ta'am. Ta'am, as we all know, is food. At'ama is to feed. Who has fed them min ju'i, from Jew is hunger. And this is why we say that these two journeys were important for them. I mean, they don't grow their own food, they buy it, and because of these journeys they get the food. وَآمَنَهُمْ مِنْ خَوْفٍ, and he has protected them from fear. Fear, as we know at that time, I mean, the main thing was there was no security. So he has given them security from fear, by their position as the guardians of Mecca, or the house of God. So you worship the Lord of this house, who has given you all these things. I mean, if you don't, then he can take this and steal this everything away from you, which he did, as he said. So this, in a way, is also a threat to Quraysh, saying, look, everything you have got is because of this house. Now here is the messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calling you to what? Obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, means obeying him. So he has given you all these things. If you obey him, then there will be prosperity, continuous of prosperity for you. And if you don't, which they did, then there will be, he can take it away from you, and which he did. So those who have said that this is connected with the previous one say that here the ilah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, we did this so that you could prosper, so that you could grow, the Prophet could come from you. And so now you worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has given you all this ni'mah. And those who say that there is no link, for example, with the previous surah, the distinct surah, they say that the li ilafi Quraysh, that Allah has made them prosper, so that now then he says, فَلْيَعْبُدُ, and because of this, that he has made you prosper, because of these two journeys and all these things, then worship the Lord of this house, because of whom, because of which that house you have got all that you have got. So you can sort of see that both ways it makes sense. I mean, whether you take it as part of or continuation of the previous surah, or just independently, it does make sense. And as it is evident, as I didn't say it, surah has to be early Makkah surah. I mean, this is when the Prophet just starting and telling Quraysh, look, here is a message, and come and respond to it. And there is a sort of thin veiled prayed in this as well. Last one of Allah saying, you don't follow it. This is everything that He has given you. And it is because of this house, which is ascribed to Allah, that you have all that you have. You can take it away from you. So, this is a nice short surah. But as I said, most of the fuqahas, well, present the fuqahas, say that you cannot recite this surah alone in your prayers. You want to recite, you have to recite feel as well as this. Inshallah, next time we'll talk about, continue with akhlaq, and after that we'll look at surah al-feel. Yes? Sorry, understood this? No, Abraha, as we look at Surah Al-Fil, is Abraha came, well, Abraha's tribe wasn't this. Abraha was somebody sent by the Abyssinians to destroy Mecca. That is, sorry, I meant when Abraha's army, or Abraha's tribe, I don't know whether he was from, the people say he was from Yemen or that thing, was from Abyssinia itself. Abraha's tribe wasn't destroyed, but the army was destroyed. It came to destroy Kaaba. So Allah said, we destroyed them, that is in Surah Al-Fil. Unfortunately, we are going backwards, so we can look at Fil afterwards. So, yeah, we should have looked Fil before this, then it could have made more sense. But as we are going backwards, I mean, so. No, in recent ulama, our fuqahs have followed the past one. And they haven't sort of independently looked at the hadith. If you look at the hadith, they're quoting for the reason for this being together. You find that there are other equal hadiths that say that the Imam prayed, or somebody said, I prayed with the Imam, and in the first rakah they recited this, and the second that, meaning they recited them separately. But these ulama, they've said that he did that, maybe that was a mustahab prayer. In mustahab prayer, you can do it, but then you don't recite mustahab prayer with somebody. And so you can go on arguing like all the fuqahas do. But that's why we don't want to go into it. But I'm saying that the most of the fuqahs have followed previous fuqahs. And this is very common in our fiqh, that when one past ulama, a big name, sort of says something, that quite a few ulama follow him. Well, they independently go into the source. But there's this was just because it had some impact on tafsir. Tabatabai says that. Doesn't discuss hadith that much, and brings the hadith and says it doesn't show that there one surah and says the most it would mean that you can recite these two surahs together for the prayer. Whereas even from the Sunni books we have a riwayah which I said about Ubay bin Ka'b not writing Bismillah between these surahs. There are other riwayahs which said that he did, so there also there is contradiction, not sort of given thing. Another hadith in their books mentioned that somebody says that he went and prayed with one of the Umar ibn Abdul Aziz and he did not recite the Quran to this. So. Feel is, yeah, when this people come with the elephant,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And the army was destroyed. That's why the Quran says the army was destroyed.
Right, yeah.
Right.
But on this one, if we link the two, then I think we have a photo, you know that? So the reason why
yeah.
we should follow is because Allah
says Makkah. No, when you're sort of.
You have to
yeah,
change
it. Yeah. In a way, it does, but. In a way, when you're talking to the Quraysh, right? The Prophet is addressing the Quraysh, right? Because he is immediate surrounding. That's where you start. So he's looking, look, Allah did this for you. Now, even when he talks to us, I mean, says, okay, thanks to rain and all, but he doesn't say rain only for us. I mean, there's a million of other things, but when you talk to a pastor, say, look, we did this to you, we did this. It's not the sole reason for that, but one of the reasons, one of the consequences of it was this. So we then say that okay, this is one of the reasons, and one of the some of us have mentioned that this could be something like, you see, there is a very nice ayah in the Quran which says that when Musa was taken by Fir'aun, فَالْتَكَتَهُ آل فرعون ليكون actually means that they took him so that he may be a source of grief and destruction for them. But they did not take him, that they would put it for that reason. But that is what happened, and that's why. So here it says, I mean, this is what was one of the things that happened when Abraham was destroyed. So if Kaaba had been destroyed, Quraysh would be not. Quraysh is always, has always been associated with Kaaba. Okay. Inshallah, next time we continue.